Andre Segovia Show.
And welcome to the program, everyone. This is another video update with, my goodness, there's just always so much going on with this whole COVID-19 updates, this and that. I got a couple of updates about the channel itself, well, the show itself, before getting into what I'm going to cover here. So you can see my background. I'm at the Small Business Administration website. I'm going to just go over the press release in a moment. But before I get into that, because there's a lot of stuff going on. There are some changes happening to my show during this time. Normally for the podcast, I do an original show or episode regarding real estate topics and such every single Monday. But as we are not living in the usual times, we're living through historic times, as the whole world literally battles COVID-19, then it's changed the way I deliver news, because we got a lot of news that affects the industry as a whole and those that I'm intended to service. So I service my clients, whether they're buyers, sellers, investors, homeowners, property owners, tenants, all the same. And I also happen to have a leg in construction. So construction, and then my employees that work in it, in construction sites, and of course, whatever I do to property management. So this is a wide-reaching thing. It is affecting all across the board, particularly here in California, where I have a lot of stake in my livelihood, the entire family's livelihood. So there's a lot going on, and because there's always new information out, I am putting as many episodes as I can from my podcast onto YouTube as well. So there's been at least 4 to 5 episodes that I posted up in the past 2 days, which doesn't happen, and I actually changed. They're no longer public service announcements, even though technically they are, but because from here on out to God knows when, my podcast will be delivering information as soon as I know it. Not all of it's going to make its way to YouTube, because I have a complicated relationship with YouTube, which I'm going to touch on as a second update in a moment. But stay subscribed to the show, which is in the video description down below. You'll see every single directory you can tune into my show in. And if you're listening to this on the podcast, you don't have to do anything. You're already subscribed. You're good. But share this with your friends. Share this with those that are affected. Not everything is locally based here. I do try to give as much information as I can at a national level and a state level, but I also want to do better at communicating whatever information I get across for my local areas that I service in Orange County and Los Angeles alike. So that's update number one. The show, I basically just, they're all episodes now. Every now and then on Mondays, I'll still be trying to do my educational real estate episodes, because, well, there's still things you can do for yourself and for those that are closest to you, especially during this time. And you're going to want to know what those options for you are, and what I deliver to you is financial planning and just future proofing yourself through real estate, especially through real estate investment. But anyway, we'll cross that bridge when we get there. For now, we're about to enter what I'm going to cover really quickly in this video. But the second update is my complicated relationship with YouTube. I previously posted up an episode that I worked so hard to get out, especially with all the technical difficulties that have been happening because of the strain on the internet. I was very disappointed that YouTube unlisted my video, but as of right now, you can go back on that. I did do a Facebook Live just venting about the whole thing, and my blood was really boiling because of what happened, and it upset me. Now, that video is in a sense demonetized a bit because I talk about COVID-19, but as those of you know, I'm basically just delivering news here. So that one, whatever, I'll let bygones be bygones, but every single other update that I put after that, YouTube has been limiting to an extent. And I've had a very complicated relationship for the month of March with them. So I hope it doesn't get any worse than that. But that's also one of the reasons why you might not see as many videos go up on YouTube. But you will be seeing more podcasts up on YouTube as I try to deliver you the news. But I don't want to be putting in much more time and effort when YouTube is basically literally wasting my time. So it's not you, it's them, you know, the higher ups. But anyway, let's move on, shall we? So this is from the SBA. This is the update for you on this video. The update being that with $349 billion in emergency small business capital, cleared, SBA and Treasury begin unprecedented public-private monetization effort to mobilization effort to distribute funds. So this is the link to the press release. I have it in print, which is much easier to read, but I'll be leaving a link to this for those of you that care to read it. But that's not the thing that we entirely care to read about the press release. We want to know what the heck all this means. So this is for those of you that are short attention spans. This is the abstract of it, what the Small Business Paycheck Protection Program means for small business companies. So the program provides small businesses with funds to pay up to 8 weeks of payroll costs, including benefits. Funds can also be used to pay interest on mortgages, rent, and utilities. Now, this is the big part about this. This thing's going to be fully forgiven. Funds are provided in a form of loans that will be fully forgiven when used for payroll costs, interest on mortgages, rents, and utilities. Due to a likely high subscription, at least 75% of the forgiven amount must have been used for payroll. Loan payments will also be deferred for 6 months. No collateral or personal guarantees are required. Neither the government nor lenders will charge small businesses any fees. Small businesses must keep employees on payroll or rehire quickly. Let me scroll down a bit for you. This is the next segment that we're on. Funds are provided, forgiveness is based on the employer maintaining or quickly rehiring employees and maintaining salary levels. Forgiveness will be reduced if full-time headcount declines or if salaries and wages decrease. All small businesses are eligible. I know I was twisting my words there. Small business with 500 or fewer employees, including nonprofits, veteran organizations, tribal concerns, self-employed individuals, sole proprietorships, and independent contractors are eligible. Businesses with more than 500 employees are eligible in certain industries. So when can you apply? This is tomorrow, starting April 3rd. 2020, small businesses and sole proprietorships can apply. Starting April 10, 2020, independent contractors and self-employed individuals can apply. We encourage you to apply as quickly as you can because there is a funding cap. In other words, first come, first serve. Small businesses are lined up first before independent contractors and self-employed can apply. Now, how to apply? This is where it gets a little muddled. You can apply through any existing SBA 7A lender or through any federally insured depository institution, federally insured credit union, and farm credit system institution that is currently participating. I can tell you that I checked with a bank today. They were working on something different for me. In this case, I'll name drop them, Lendistry. They were with the SBA, and I was applying for an SBA loan for my construction company through them, but that never went through because they've been backlogged so much. So when I asked them about this program, they said they're not participating in this program, even though they are an SBA 7A lender. So just an FYI, not every bank is participating on this, so your mileage will vary. Check with as many as you can. Other regulated lenders will be available to make these loans once they are approved and enrolled in the program. You should consult with your local lender as to whether it's participating. Like I said, all loans will have the same terms regardless of lender or borrower. A list of participating lenders as well as additional information and full terms can be found at www.sba.gov. This is implemented by the SBA. That's the abstract of all this. Okay, I'm gonna be leaving a link to the longer one. In fact, I don't see this one immediately on their website. This might have been documents that were a little bit more detailed and internal. If you missed out on my update about the Paycheck Protection Program, I just posted one about that. It's a previous post. Look for it there. It has a link to the Treasury. What is this? The Paycheck Protection Program application form that apparently you're going to need, and you're going to want to have that ready to go before you try to apply instead of waiting on the day of, because if everybody's getting on top of this, you want to make sure you have your documents ready, folks. So I'm not going to be wasting your time listening to me going over all this. Go over it yourself so you can get the application ready going. I'll see if I can post this on my website at www.theandrewsegover.com. This is, if I can, I'll do it as images instead of PDFs. This is basically the information sheet of what the abstract we just read together, but it's 4 pages long, so I go into more detail about when you can apply, where you can apply, who can apply, etc. I wish I had the time to go through this all with you, but I also have to jump on doing this application too. Remember, it's tomorrow. So get started. Check out my stuff. Go to www.theandrewsegover.com. YouTube might demonetize this video just because of the name dropping, the situation, the crisis that we have going on here. But I will submit this for review. I'm just passing on information here, folks. No opinions involved. All right, so that's it for this one. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of the Interesting Glover Show. Like, share, subscribe, stay in the know, and hit that notification bell, because apparently you can still get some of my unlisted videos from YouTube if you get the if you hit the notification bell. So you don't want to miss out on any of these updates. But most of all, subscribe or follow my podcast in any of the directories down below, and you will get my show there. Thank you so much, everyone. That's it for this episode. I'll see you on the next one.